want to talk about your snap count the other day. Now, Sean said it's no big deal. It's just the way it is. We're rolling the line. What was your thought, though, playing only, I think it was 34 of the snaps?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's 111. I'm just doing my job. I'm just doing the plays he want me to do. First, second down, just being cooperative, playing inside the defense, doing exactly what's asking me to do.
If you look at Sean's track record going back to Carolina, he doesn't play his defensive tackles. I mean, he rotates them in. I mean, there are guys who have played less than 70% of the snap count as starters. Were you aware of that, and do you appreciate what he's trying to do there?
I mean, of course. I like the rotation. I like what we got going on. And I'm just going to play my role, doing the best I can. It takes a little getting used to, but at the same time, we all feel fresh. We're ready for the fourth quarter. I mean, I think we'll be ready later on in the season.
Did you find yourself having any trouble getting into the flow of a game because you're used to playing a lot?
Yeah. I mean, it was a little challenge, you know, trying to get the ball rolling and working moves, wanting to get to the QB, trying to flash here, throw your fastball. But I mean, just trying to get that timing down with Kyle Williams and Jerry Hughes, things like that. Some things we kind of get used to, but other than that, we're going to be fresh. We're going to take enough reps, and it's a better decision for us down the road.
When you're not in there on third down, because you're basically first, second down, does that eat at you a little bit? Because you've put up a lot of sack production in the league.
I mean, with 111, I'm doing my job.
Are you frustrated, though? I mean, when you, like you said, you can't get into a rhythm, and you end up in a game where you don't make any tackles. Now, again, your job isn't the same as a linebacker. They make all the tackles. But when you don't get a tackle, do you walk away from that a little bit frustrated, like, wow, I needed to make one?
I mean, they kind of stayed away from me the whole game. But at the same time, I was out there doing the best I can with the plays that was given to me and what they were showing us. So I can't make them run my way. And when they run away from me, they run off away from me. So they don't want me to be jumping around on them. But so I'm just going to do the best I can, play my ball, and let's just play the cards that's handed.
How challenging this week now with this offense is significantly better than the Jets offense, talent-wise, mm-hmm. Newton to start. How challenging is this going to be, first of all, to contain him, and then everything else that goes with that?
I wish Cam all the best, the luck with his shoulder. Like, he hurt his shoulder. Hope he's getting back 100% with that so he can get back to his normal Cam Newton self. But really, it's just a high power. You know, his 50% is better than most people 100. So, and with the weapons that they have on offense, it's just – really just got to be prepared for him. They can do a lot. They can make big plays. He still has a big arm. He can make plays with his legs. So we just got to be prepared for him and just know what we're doing.
What do you remember about playing him?
I mean, extremely athletic, playmaker, all over the place. I mean, he's just that type of guy.
As a competitor, knowing how well you've done, the Pro Bowl, even your contract represents how good of a player you are. Is there any sense of disappointment that you can't be more effective or be more used in this defense?
It's a good question. It's a new regime, and the way we're doing this, I'm only one piece of the whole puzzle. I have to play my role. I'm going to do the best of my ability, and it's not about me. I'm just going to do what I have to do. And for the best of the team.
When you're a guy that's used to being out there, though, for a larger percentage of the snaps, is it hard to get into a rhythm and into a flow in the game?
I mean,
when you're in and out as much as you were last
season. Of course, you know, but what we're doing when it comes to the plays that we're in, the plays that we're calling, is set up in a way that is best for us when it comes to run, set up for the pass, the play action, and things like that. So it's just whatever the play calling, whatever we see, they're doing the best thing for the whole team. It's not necessarily for me how many reps I get. Like I said, I'm only one piece. And so we're going to do whatever we can. We're going to get flows. We'll have enough snaps by the time end of the season. We get some games on our belt. No telling how we're going to time.